Agricultural programming on WILL is made possible by Farm Credit Services of Illinois. Farm Credit Services of Illinois has been providing for farmers' credit and insurance needs for over 90 years, including real estate, operating and machinery loans, crop and life insurance protection, and programs for young and beginning farmers.
It's coming up on 9:50, and I'm Jay Pierce with the opening market report now on AM 580. Dave Dickey's away until Monday. Let's check how prices fared in the resumption of trading in Kansas City and, of course, on the Chicago Board of Trade. First of all, in Kansas City, December wheat opened at 776 and a quarter this morning. That was up 4. And the March 08 contract opened at 789, up 5. The spring March wheat at 817 on the open was up 3 and 3 quarters. And now in Chicago, December wheat opened at 755, up 2.5. March at 777, up 3.5. May at 758, up 2. July at 671, down 1.5. And September 08 wheat opened at 679.5, down 3. December corn opened at 380, down 3. March at 396, down 4. May at 406.5, down 3. July at 415.25, down 2.75. September at 420.25, down 2.25. December 08 at 427 on the open, down 1.5. And the March 2009 corn contract opened 2.5 lower at 432.5. January soybeans opened at 1074, down 5.5. March at 1087, down 7. The May contract at 1091, down 6.5. July at 1091, down 8. September, 1040, unchanged. November at 1001, down 8.75. January 09, soybeans opened at 1003, 7 lower. Soybean meal for December opened at 290.80. That was 260 lower. And the January soybean meal contract at 292.30 was 2 lower on the open. Soybean oil for December at 44.65 opened 40 lower, and the January oil contract for 08 opened at 45.15, and that was 37 lower. Well, we'll be taking a look at some of these numbers with Dan Zwicker of AgriVisor Services in Bloomington, Illinois. Hopefully we'll get him on the phone line in a matter of a couple of minutes, and then we'll talk the numbers over with Dan and see how things are faring on the opening and what we might expect for the day. Looking at the trading range right now, as Kansas City is showing a narrow range, 8.75, make that 8.75 to 9 higher. The spring is trading 8.75 higher on that March contract in Chicago, anywhere from 3 lower on the September contract to 11.5 higher. In December, the corn trading lower in narrow range from 3 to 4.5 lower right now, and the soybeans are currently trading anywhere from 2.25 lower to about 8.25 lower. And now let's bring Dan Zwicker in to talk about how things are going. Dan from AgriVisor Services in Bloomington, good morning to you.
Good morning.
Well, as you take a look at some of these numbers, we expected, I guess, soybeans to come off these highs that were set yesterday.
Well, yeah, we had a pretty good update there yesterday on soybeans. I mean, soybeans has had a good week. I mean, a lot of that has been stimulated by, you know, private estimates showing that maybe the bean increase in acres next year was not going to be as great as what the market was thinking a month ago, and that so beans have kind of got some strength from that this week, whereas corn, you know, kind of got a little pressure from ideas that maybe the cutback in corn acres weren't going to be quite as great as what the market was working a month ago. So that's kind of what we've seen here. Now, wheat's kind of been, you know, showing a little more strength here recently. It does look like it's trying to make a stand in here, at least for a period of time. I mean, the technicals are in that oversold category. So, you know, wheat might be trying to kind of make a stand in here, depending upon, you know, the different cyclical influences that impact wheat. Some do suggest that wheat is overdue here for a short-term cycle low in here.
Mm-hmm. How about the corn?
Well, I suppose your cycle traders are looking for the market to kind of maybe run out of some upward momentum here. Whether or not it's this week or next week, that probably depends upon how things play out. But at least corn's kind of met its upside objective there last week. We, you know, had a lot of people had upside objectives about 391 on Dease corn. That was met in the electronic session. Since then, the market has kind of fallen back. It did kick up a little bit yesterday on some spillover strength from corn, but then kind of failed. So the corn market does look like it's in a kind of entering maybe the Thanksgiving holiday mode maybe a little sooner. And that could be the case here in soybeans that we could see some liquidation. But anytime you have a strong up day, like on a Wednesday, the market will have a tendency to spend more time consolidation here on Thursday.
Mm-hmm. So what's the next big factor going to be that's maybe going to influence the markets?
Well, we're kind of out of reports to look forward. The next big factor, of course, is going to be the January crop report. Now that the November has come and gone, we will get a December crop report probably sometime around the 10th or so of December. But that's going to be mostly supply and demand revisions that won't show any new light on the size of this year's crop. That's going to wait until the January crop report. So I suppose, you know, the main focus has still been kind of the dollar over the past couple weeks. The dollar does look like maybe it's wanting to kind of make a stand here or a period of consolidation. Rather than the decline that it's been in. So I think that also is kind of given the grain markets and the metal markets and the energy markets a reason to set back or have some consolidation. So a lot of the focus still is in that dollar, whether or not we're going to totally fall out of bed or if the dollar is going to try to make a stand here and maybe even have a little recovery of some kind.
All right. Well, Dan, thank you very much.
Very well.
Mm-hmm. Dan Zwicker of AgriVisor Services in Bloomington, Illinois, joining us on the opening market report this morning. And let's take a look at how the trade is going right now in December December wheat, that is. At Kansas City, 782 is up 9 3/4. July at 697 3/4, up 5 3/4. And we have the December red spring wheat contract at 833, up 15 now. March at 825, up 10 3/4. December wheat in Chicago at 765 3/4, up 13 1/2. March at 784 3/4, up 11 1/2. May at 766, up 10 3/4. July 08 at 681, up 8 1/4, 8 1/2. And September at 685 1/2, currently up 3. December corn at 379 1/4, down 3 3/4. March at 396 1/4, down 3 3/4. May at 406 1/4, down 3 1/4. July at 415 1/4, down 2 3/4. September at 419 1/4, down 3 1/4. December 08 at 425 3/4, down 2 3/4. The January soybeans at 1072 1/2, down 7. March at 1087 3/4, down 6 1/4. May at 1091, down 6 1/2. July at 1093 1/4, down 5 3/4. And the August 08 at 1078, down 3. December soybean meal, 290.70, down 170. January at 292.90, down 140. December soybean oil, 44.63, down 42. January at 45.09, down 43. Crude oil for December at 93.55, down 54. January at 92.35, down 48. CRB index at 348.95, down 251. The dollar is down 0.06 at 75.92, and the Dow at 1569. Make that 1569 higher at 13,247.
Agricultural programming on WILL is made possible by AgriGold Hybrids, funding agricultural programming as an additional service to the many AgriGold customers in the AM 580 listening area. AgriGold, the corn specialists. More information is at AgriGold.com or at 800-262-7333.
Meteorologist Ed Kieser says windy cool today, northern and east central Indiana. Could see some scattered rain and snow showers. Elsewhere, a mix of clouds and sunshine. Highs ranging from 40 in the north to 50 in southwestern Illinois. Tonight, we'll have lows ranging from 22 in northwest Illinois to 32 along the Lake Michigan shoreline. And then tomorrow, we'll be up to 44 in northeast Indiana to 56 in southwest Illinois. Wind speeds today, 15 to 25 with higher gusts. Minimum afternoon relative humidity, 35% in southwestern Illinois to 65% in northern Indiana. 10 o'clock, this is WILL Urbana.